友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
让我们一起来同心的攻读圣经主的话语。好，我们一起来读哥林多后书七章八到十节。我先前写信叫你们忧愁，我后来虽然懊悔，如今却不懊悔，因我知道那信叫你们忧愁不过是暂时的，如今我欢喜，不是因你们忧愁，是因你们从忧愁中生出懊悔来。你们依着神的意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我们受亏损了。因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。求神大大赐福每一位攻读他话语的人。
Blessed to the ones who listen to our Lord's words.
今天我们的题目叫做好的忧愁。
Today our title of the sermon is Good Sorrow.
我们几乎每个人都知道，忧愁是一种负面的情绪。
Almost everyone knows that sadness or sorrow is a negative emotion.
我们中间圣经很熟的弟兄姊妹可以很快就从圣经当中找出根据，告诉我们忧愁是不好的。
For the brothers and sisters who are very familiar with our scripture, that you will actually be able to find a lot of evidence to say, well, the sadness or sorrow is not good.
在新约当中，主耶稣跟我们说什么？不要忧虑，对不对？啊，主耶稣在登山宝训讲，不要忧虑。
Yeah, in the New Testament, our Jesus Christ, just the Lord, told us that do not worry.
在旧约当中，箴言十七章二十二节告诉我们 ，A merry heart does good.Like medicine, but a broken spirit dies, dries the bones. 喜乐的心乃是良药啊，然后呢，忧伤的灵使骨枯干啊。圣经当中很多这样的经文告诉我们不要忧愁，不要忧虑。
There are many verses in our scripture told us, "Do not worry and do not feel sad and be sorrow."
但是很特别，在今天的这个经文里面。忧愁却和喜乐紧密的联系在了一起。
But in today's scripture passage, and sorrow and joy are closely related.
啊，这里有一点的背景，在哥林多后书第二章，保罗呢曾经讲到，他写了一封信给哥林多教会，向他们提出了严厉的批评。
Well, there's a background to that. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul said, told us the letter he wrote to the church in Corinth.
那么在那里保罗他表明使人忧愁这个本身不是他的目的。
There Paul showed that it's not his purpose to make people sad.
但是保罗确实告诉我们有一些的忧愁乃是好的。
But Paul also tells us that some type of sorrow is good.
那么这个圣经是不是自相矛盾呢？有的地方说不要担忧，有的地方又说有好的忧愁。
Does the scripture contradict itself?
那更重要的，这种好的忧愁会带来什么？
What does the good sorrow bring us?
那今天我们就一起来思想一下。
Now let's be together and reflect on it.
今天的经文本身比较长。
Well, the verses today are kind of long.
在哥林多后书第七章，从第二节一直到第十六节。
Well, in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, from verse 2 to 16.
啊，那我们呢，啊，一段一段来看，在第二节到第七节给我们看到至少有三个方面，这三个方面都是接纳、安慰还有喜乐。
Well, in, so we look at it from chapter, from verse 2 to 7, we see there's three areas. There's,
acceptance,
comfort,
okay, and,
comfort and joy.
啊，那么刚才我们刚刚讲过，在这段的经文当中非常特别，保罗讲的忧愁，但是呢这个忧愁跟喜乐密切的连结。
We already said it, this is very special verses that tell us that sorrow and joy are closely related.
如果您看整个这一段，整个这个段落，它的这个句式呢，它先讲喜乐，然后讲忧愁，然后最后再讲喜乐。
Well, if you look at these verses, you see first talk about joy, then we talk about sorrow, and talk about joy again.
那时间关系，这一段我们不都读，但是我们后面会一段具体来看。
Okay, for right now, we're not going to read every verse, but we're going to touch on each one of them as we go forward here.
This is from verse 2 to verse 7 of 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
是从哥林多后书的第七章的第二节到第七节。
首先我们来看这个保罗的接纳。
First, we'll see Paul's acceptance.
保罗说你们要心地宽大收纳我们。
He said, open your hearts to us.
在当保罗讲出这句话来的时候，显然就是哥林多教会里面，或者哥林多教会里面有一些信徒，他们心地不够宽大。
So when Paul said this, it must mean that there were some believers in the Christian church not opening their heart to Apostle Paul.
但如果我们知道这个圣经的背景，哥林多后书的背景，我们就知道保罗在这里特别指的是哥林多教会当中那些的假师傅和受到假师傅影响的人。
Well, if you know the background, then we know Paul is specifically referring to the people in the Corinthian church who were false teachers or the people who were influenced by the false teachers.
因为这些假师傅在散播关于保罗的谣言，说保罗曾经亏负人，曾经败坏人，曾经占人的便宜等等。
Because those false teachers have been spreading rumors that Paul have wronged someone and that he also corrupted some people, that he had cheated.
啊，那么保罗呢，在这里他就明明的为自己辩解，他说我未曾亏负谁，未曾败坏谁，也没有占谁的便宜。
Paul here told us that we have wronged no one, we have corrupted no one, we have cheated no one.
我们知道，在圣经当中，若是来自神的，若是来自圣灵的，若是来自真的师父、真的神的先知的这样的责备呢？
Now we know in Bible, in our scripture, that if the teaching is coming from our Lord, from the Holy Spirit, and from the true teachers of those, the godly truths.
那么会真的指出我们的问题，我们的罪来。
They will point it out what we have sinned.
让我们能够在神的面前有一种真诚的悔改。
Let us have a true repentance in our Lord.
但是假师傅要做的事情是要让保罗感到自己里面的这种 guilty。
But the false teacher was trying to make Paul guilty.
让他不能够来亲近圣徒，让他不能够来到神的面前。
So he couldn't get close to those true believers, and he couldn't bring himself to in front of the Lord.
所以第一点，首先保罗明讲，你们要接纳我们，讲到自己良心上的无亏，所以他连着用了未曾、未曾、未曾。
So Paul said, open your heart to us, and he said, I have not done this, I have not done this, I have not done this.
那不单是这样子，保罗马上他又讲，他说我说这话不是要定你们的罪。
Then immediately Paul said, I do not say this to condemn you.
所以在这里他这个句式很有意思，一方面讲未曾，然后马上又讲不是。
He said, I didn't do this, but then I also said, I do say this to you.
保罗曾经有严严的责备哥林多教会。
Paul has given a pretty stern kind of teaching to the Christian church.
像我刚才说的，那恶者假师傅是让人里面感到这样一种无为的 guilty.
The false teachers will make you guilty in front of our Lord.
但是保罗说我来责备你们，却不是要定你们的罪。
Well, Paul said, "Why I was teaching those words to you, but I did not say this to condemn you."
他说我宁可是愿与你们同生同死。
He said, "I would rather die together and live together with you."
啊，错误的假师傅的这个攻击控告是要把人拆毁，是要把人杀死。
So、the condemnation from the false teachers is trying to kill people.
但是来自神的责备却是要建造一个人，却是要给人生命。
The Lord's teaching, you know, from apostles is actually really trying to give us life.
那么我们来看第二点，保罗他的安慰。
But now we see the comfort of Paul.
他说我大大放胆向你们说话，我因你们多多夸口，满得安慰。
It's a great is my boldness of speech toward you, great is my boasting on your behalf, I'm filled with comfort.
这一段呢非常的有意思。我们知道保罗给哥林多教会写的信呢都是非常严厉的。
Well, we know Paul, when he wrote a letter to a Christian church, actually those are the messages kind of stern.
指出教会里面许多的罪啊，呼吁教会里面信徒要悔改，离弃假师傅，归向真神。
He pointed out the sins they have committed, and he called to their repentance in our Lord.
但是保罗在外人面前，在外的其他教会面前呢，他却是常常的夸奖哥林多教会。
But in front of other churches, and Paul is actually boasting of them on their behalf.
大家能体会到保罗这样一种为父为母的心肠吗？
Well, can we reflect on the parental heart from Paul?
大家知道有一种的父母呢是这样子的，在自己的孩子面前呢很凶的。
We know some parents, they are very stern in front of their children.
讲得很凶可能过了，就是比较的严厉。
They're very firm and they're pretty strict in front of their kids.
但是呢，实际上在万人面前提到自己的孩子呢，心中总是心花怒放的。
But when they talk about their children in front of others, they were boasting about them.
总是很自豪的。
They're proud of them.
总是愿意去来夸奖自己的孩子的。
And they're boasting about them.
现在有这个新媒体，有朋友圈。
Well, now we have this new social media that have the friend circles.
我们有很多的爸爸，尤其是妈妈，就很喜欢在朋友圈里面晒娃。
We have dads and moms and just show off their kids on the social media.
我们的翻译简直太棒了，说不来给就晒娃本来这个晒呢是 share 的，这个翻译成中文叫晒啊，就是来夸啊，我们的 show off our kids. Yeah, very good translation. Yeah.那么回到家里面关上门啊，我敢说好多的这些爸爸妈妈大概一个一个可能都是虎爸虎妈。
Well, when they come back at home, behind closed doors, they are tiger mom, tiger father.
其实弟兄姊妹们，我觉得这是比较好的。那还有一种父母呢，我们要小心了。
But those parents actually are not bad. You know, but there is another type that we really need to watch out for.
在自己的孩子面前很凶。
Well, they're very strict and very stern in front of their children.
在外人面前对自己的孩子也很凶。
But they're all equally strict and stern in front of other people when they're facing their children.
有时候别的叔叔阿姨夸自己的孩子一句。
Well, the other uncles and aunts may be praising their children.
这个我们要向西方人学习了啊！人家一夸奖你啊，你就大大方方的说什么呀 ？Thank you， 是不是？
We need to learn from the Western people that when other people praise you or praise your children, you should say thank you.
我们中国人的回答呢，就比较的那个值得商榷。
Well, but sometimes because our culture, you know, our response may be, you know, is something we need to watch out for.
人家一夸我们，我们怎么回答呢
？When other people praise us, what's our typical response?
Where?
哪里？
翻译非常好。翻译非常好啊，哪里 ，where 啊，人家想想 everywhere 是不是？每个地方啊。那么呢，有的人夸自人家叔叔阿姨夸自己的孩子，还没到孩子反应，这个父母说他不行。
Well, sometimes when there's you know, aunts and uncles praising your children, some of the parents maybe just say, no, he's not good.
那我这样说是因为我也曾经做过这样的事情啊，弟兄姊妹。
I said this because I have done this before too.
啊，求神怜悯。但是我们要注意啊，你宁可回到家里面关上门，对自己的孩子比较严厉，在外人面前你不要破坏你孩子的信心。
Well, you would rather, you know, in behind doors you can be strict and stern to your children, but in front of others you should not hurt their confidence.
啊，当然也有的这个父母那就。更是走向另外一个极端了。
Well, but some parents also go the other extreme.
不管是在人前人后啊，对自己的孩子啊，总是很好 ，very good, you are always excellent.
Well, in front of other people or behind doors, they always praising the children.
孩子出了问题啊，也不去指责，也不去责备，也不去批评管教，那这个呢，又容易带来另外一方面的危险。
Even when they did something wrong, the parents do not actually teach them the right way to do things, and that's also something we need to watch out for.
所以呢，这里的平衡在哪里呢？后面我们会讲。
how do we balance this?
那好，那讲到这个地方，其实今天我们这一段的经文，从保罗的这个教导当中，有很多实际上是关于我们人际关系的，可以很多的学习和思考。
Well, in today's scripture, we see from Apostle Paul, there are many good lessons we can learn from him in terms of how we, handle the, relationships with other people.
保罗对哥林多教会有很多的批评，但是在外人面前，常常的因他们来夸口。
Paul may be stern in his message to the Christian church, but in front of others, he's actually boasting them on their behalf.
大家知道，我们夫妻之间的关系有时候也要学这个功课。
Our marriage relationship, sometimes we also need to learn about this lesson as well.
夫妻两个人单独相处的时候呢，可以坦诚的来提出自己的意见、建议，对对方的善意的批评。
When we're with each other just in private, we can be frank, honest, and also provide our feedback to our spouse.
同样，我不认为在夫妻之间一直只说恭维的话，只说这个好话，能够真的建立一种健康良好的夫妻关系。我不这样这样看。
I also don't think that you keep saying the good words in, just between the husband and wife, it doesn't really establish a good foundation for marriage.
但是另一方面，请大家注意。在外人面前，你不要轻易说你配偶的不好。
But watch out for it. In front of other people, you should not say any bad things about your spouse. Usually, right?
有时候我们做这个很多婚姻的辅导，我也很有职业病，就观察很多这个夫妻的关系。
Because I do marriage counseling, I also just watch out for the marriage relationships.
首先一个不是说如果我们婚姻当中出了问题不去寻求帮助不去寻求辅导就一味的遮掩不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that when you have problems between your marriage, that you should not be seeking counseling or seeking guidance.
但是有的时候我们看到有的这个夫妻呢有这样一个倾向。
But sometimes we see a trend in some of the couples.
原来我很直接的说姐妹们呢有时候比较快人快语这个问题有时候更明显一些。
Sorry to be blunt, but sometimes we have sisters that may be too quick in terms of saying those things.
比如说在家里面跟自己的老公有点吵架不开心。
Right, you may have a small quarrel at home with your husband.
然后第二天就全世界人都知道了。
Well, the next day everybody in the world knows.
然后就开始发牢骚我这个老公怎么不好我这个老公怎么不好等等等等等等。
And you are complaining about, how this husband is really not worthy and failed in many ways.
弟兄姊妹们先这个呢对一个好的关系的建立实际上是有杀伤力的。
Well, this is actually a killer for a good marriage relationship.
但我们以后有机会讲到这个夫妻的关系呢我们会更多一些来讲。作为丈夫的作为男人他在婚姻当中他更需要从妻子那里得到什么那作为妻子从丈夫那里更需要得到什么。
In the future sermons, we will touch on, how really kind of measure relationship in our Lord and how what the husband should do and what the wife should be doing.
好，我们从保罗身上学到这个功课。
Now we come back to the lesson we learned from Apostle Paul.
虽然哥林多教会有许多的问题，但是保罗实际上在为哥林多教会在外教会面前来夸口。
Even though there are many problems associated with the Christian church, but still in front of other churches, other brothers and sisters, Paul.Is boasting them on their behalf.
那然后呢在这段的经文当中还提到一个反复提到一个人物就是提多。
Well, there also here, there's many mentions of Titus.
我们知道提多是使徒保罗的同工。
You know, Titus is a co-worker of Paul.
也是使徒保罗的一个下属一个年轻的像儿子一样的这样一位的学徒。
It's like a spiritual son to Paul.
那么使徒保罗就提到他本来离开以弗所他要去找提多没有找到。
Well, Paul said, he left Ephesus to look for Titus, but he didn't find him.
那找不到后来他又跑到马其顿就一直是这样内忧外患的这里有提到外有征战内有惧怕这样一个同工对他非常的宝贵。
Then Paul went to Macedonia to look for him because Paul was talking about here outside were conflicts and inside were fears.
然后第六节就提到他说那位安慰丧气之人的神借着提多来安慰了我们。
Then in verse 6, he said, Nevertheless, God, who comforts the downcast, comforted us by the coming of Titus.
即使像使徒保罗这样的伟大的神的仆人实际上他里面常常也是有很多这样的孤独。
even someone as great as Apostle Paul as a godly servant, and we know there are many times in his heart he still feels lonely.
那么他也需要来自神这样的安慰和力量。
He still needs comfort from our Lord.
那提多就带来了来自神的安慰。
And Titus brought that comfort from our God.
不单是这两位同工父子之间的重逢。
Not only because they are able to meet together, you know, they have a close spiritual relationship.
而且我们从前面的经文我们知道提多带来了哥林多教会的好消息。
But more importantly, Titus brought good news from the Corinthian church.
啊，这个教会有很多的问题，保罗呢曾经严先的写信批评他们，现在提多回来告诉保罗。
Christian church had many problems, and Paul wrote a letter to point out those things to them, and now Titus brought the good news back to him.
说哥林多教会他们有一个懊悔的心。
He said they have repented.
他们渴望与保罗见面，虽然有假师父在那里继续搞破坏，在诋毁保罗。
They're yearning to meet Paul again, even though there were false teachers there trying to spread rumors about him.
那这也是使徒保罗写出这封信的一个初始的原因。
That's the, one of the main reasons the Apostle Paul wrote this letter, Second Corinthians.
那么我们就继续来看，保罗不单有他的接纳、他的安慰，还有他的喜乐。
Now we'll see the joy of Paul.
啊。不但借着他来，也借着他从你们所得的安慰安慰我们，因他把你们的想念、哀痛和向我的热心都告诉了我，叫我更加欢喜。
And not only by his coming, but also by the consolation with which he was comforted in you. When he told us of your earnest desire, your mourning, your zeal for me, so that I rejoice even more.
我们知道这个安慰和喜乐常常是英文叫 go hand in hand, 是手牵手的。
We know the comfort and joy is really going hand in hand.
那在这里呢，我们在 pause for a moment， 我们再稍微停一下，请大家一起来思想这样一个很重要的题目，叫做人际关系。
Now we pause a moment. Let us reflect on what is the relationship, the personal relationship.
保罗跟哥林多教会的关系，保罗跟他亲爱的同工的关系。那想到今天，你自己的人际关系是怎样？
We saw the relationship between Paul and the Christian church, the relationship between him and Titus. Now we need to reflect on what is our personal relationship.
那你在人际的关系当中，给你带来更多的是正面的影响与建造，还是负面的影响与拆毁？
From the personal relationships we have, does it bring more of a positive encouragement and constructive things, or is it more destructions?
在你的一些的人际关系，你可以去思想，是使你更加的亲近神，还是这样一种的关系会带着你越来越远离神？
Do those relationships bring us closer to God or bring us away from God?
那么你的这样一种的人际关系是会带给你安慰喜乐，还是带给你很多的痛苦和折磨？
Does this relationship bring you joy or does it bring you much sorrow?
我有的时候去帮助一些的弟兄或者姊妹来跟我，或者有时跟我和师母一起在谈到他的某一些的关系的时候，我听了以后，我自己都为他感到伤痛。
Sometimes me and my wife and counseling with some of the couples, and we hear about the relationship or the challenges they have there. We're hurt for them too.
实在听的感觉都是一种的折磨。
A lot of times sounds like torture.
所以实际上求神我们真的是要给我们一个智慧，让我们能够来有从神那样的能力和决定，去来选择哪些对我们是好的一个人际的关系，哪些是有问题的这样的关系。
Okay, So we pray to the Lord that help us to have that wisdom to discern what is a good personal relationship, what is bad personal relationship that in our lives.
好的关系会带给我们接纳、安慰与喜乐。
A good relationship would bring us joy, comfort.
但是呢，这里我们马上要讲有一个警告啊，有一个 caveat.
So there's a caveat in this scripture.
啊，是什么样的一个 caveat 一个警告呢？我们下面来看这个第二点，我们叫做破与立。
Now look at the second point, talk about destruction versus construction.
啊，那这个破与立为什么？讲到这个呢，我们来看这段经文，说我先前写信叫你们忧愁，我后来虽然懊悔，如今却不懊悔，因为我知道那信叫你们忧愁不过是暂时的。
Verse 8, we see, for even if I made you sorry with my letter, I did not regret it, though I did regret it, for I perceived that the same epistle made you sorry, though only for a while.
啊、那么然后呢第九节保罗就继续讲到了今天我们这个主题啊，也是很值得我们思想的。保罗说有一些忧愁也是好的。
Now, the verse 9 talk about the main theme we're talking about in today's sermon, that some sorrow is good.
所以你可能很快会有个问题，是不是这个牧师马上就前后自相矛盾，刚才是讲到啊，好的人际关系会带给我们喜乐安慰啊，平安接纳所有这一切，那难道有一些的人际关系带来忧愁也是好的吗？
Well, am I contradicting myself? We first talk about all the joy and then we talk about the sorrow here. How could some of the sorrows be good?
啊，那这里就有一个更深刻的问题，就是到底是不是所有的忧愁都是不好的？
Now come with the question that is all the sorrows bad.
好，那我们先呢要来提到一个概念，这个概念圣经里面没有，而且实际上这个概念有许许多多的问题，但是在世俗上常常被人来讲，有时候在教会里面也去被人讲啊，甚至被人去改头换面的引用带到信仰当中来，这个叫做积极思想。
Now we talk about a worldly concept which is not in the scripture but is something quite popular in today's world.Which is about positive thinking.
啊，那很多人很快就问一个问题 ，positive thinking 有什么不好的
？Well, how could positive thinking be bad?
啊，难道我们要 negative thinking 吗
？Should we just have negative thinking?
啊，老实讲，弟兄姊妹，我服侍主这二十多年，实际上一直跟两件事情去战斗，当然跟很多事情要去战斗啊，跟这些的异端邪说要去战斗，跟什么各种各样的在教会里面把教会当成做生意的地方也要去战斗啊，这个破坏教会的事情也要去战斗，但是跟两件事情战斗，一个叫做积极思想，一个叫做成功神学。
In my 20 years serving our Lord, there's two main things that was fighting. Certainly, there are many things I fought with in church and there's other things, but there's two main things. One is the positive thinking, the other one is
prosperity theology.
Yeah.
那这两个东西它又是 go hand in hand.
These two things are going hand in hand.
啊，这个什么叫成功神学啊？我们常常讲成功神学就是把神当菩萨来拜。
So what is prosperity theology? The prosperity theology is really just saying we're worshiping God just as we're worshiping another false god.
Yeah. Yeah. 那么这个积极思想呢，为什么我们说这是一个很有毒害一种思想呢？因为它基本上是这样来说的。
Why is positive thinking that is poisonous?
啊，我是最好的。
Because it tells us that I'm the best.
我是最棒的。
I'm better than anyone.
哎，我是没有问题的。
I'm no problem.
我的神永远爱我，而且永远要祝福我的。
My God loves you always and always bless me.
我做什么，神是一定要让我成功的。
If I do anything, God will make me successful.
我的神是要让我成为百万富翁的。
Our Lord will make me millionaire.
我的神是要让我心想事成的。
Our Lord will make me to achieve anything that I think of.
所以这里就有很多一些成功神学拜菩萨的思想在里面。
Very similar to the prosperity theology.
这里有很多很多的自我为中心的这样的一种教导在里面。
It's a very much self-centered teaching.
它也非常非常的迎合人里面的罪性。
Well, it's actually agree with our sinful nature.
而且有时候它改头换面啊，跟世俗的心理学去相结合。
Sometimes they change the forms if it's to coupling with the worldly psychology.
啊，说我们就总是讲好话就可以了。
Always say good things.
啊，我们就总是去肯定就可以了。
Always positive.
啊，你在里面不要有任何的负面的情绪。
Do not have any negative feelings.
啊，但是这样一些的讲法，一不小心就会差之毫厘，失之千里。
But those kind of thinkings can be just, even though it might be small on appearance, but it really can lead you far away from our Lord.
啊，
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。 愿神祝福你的新生命。